This is a Rio Grande Guardian International News Service report on border business.
So the plan is to show our guests, the site selectors, this part of our region. As you well know, Costa covers from Brownsville to Laredo and the 10 municipios that basically right across the river in Mexico. And so Rick Carrera will be from Costa, will be giving us a presentation that's going to cover region-wide, and then we'll have, you know, Edinburgh, Wexico, and McAllen also that will give us a presentation. One of the things I'd like to add, this is just a snippet, I guess, a small amount of the local economic development corporations or organizations that exist here in our region. We have over 30 EDCs in our region, either type A or type B, so we definitely could not have them all here. We'd be here for 2 or 3 days, you know, giving you guys a presentation. So at this point, I'd like to introduce Mr. Rick Carrera, Director of Economic Development for COSTA.
Thank you, Adam. Yes, Rick Carrera, good morning, everybody. Director of Economic Development, Perpetual Coffee Drinker, since I had to put my coffee back on the dish there. But I want to thank everybody here for being here with us this morning, for sure. Especially the local EDOs, Valeo, Steve, the two gentlemen, Mark, the two Garcias, Mark and Ralph from McAllen, of course, Wexico and Tar. So I'm going to give a brief presentation here on the regional aspects that we as COSTA here like to follow or at least promote. So I know, and everybody, I'm glad Adam had everybody do introductions this morning, because I know we've got some folks. We're basically the stars of the show here. The people we're hosting, which is the site selection community that are joining us this morning. Some of them I've actually met previously through some of the conferences I've been to and whatnot here recently, but others I've not, and we're getting acquainted as you guys are. So last time we got to dinner, and I was able to explain to some of them what we as COSTA do. And I know the local EDOs, you're probably saying, man, I've heard this 1,000 times, so bear with us, because we're going to say it for 1,000 and the first time. So us here at COSTA, we actually represent a 7-county region here in South Texas, what we call the Real South Texas region, which includes 7 counties here that run from Brownsville, now home to SpaceX. The next time you watch the rocket launch, just know that that's been our region. All the way to Laredo, which is the home of the largest land port here in the United States in terms of movement of goods and services. Included in that 7-county region is what we like to approach this as a binational approach. Meaning we would like to include the 10, what they call municipalities or municipios in Mexico. We include that as well as part of our strategic plan and our outreach efforts and our marketing efforts for various reasons. Some of y'all may have, in conversation last night, may have heard me mention that that Mexico is a big part of our plan here, because they offer such strategic and locational advantages that I know some of the other guys will touch on, so I won't go into too much of the depth of that. But anyway, I'll go ahead and kick it off. I've given this presentation a couple times. Actually, we modified it for this event because I know I'd like to give enough time to all the EOs here so they have their fair share and their time to present. But as I mentioned, we look at this as a binational approach. And if you'll also notice, their Mexico Industry Magazine is there. They're our partner in crime there in Mexico. They provide a lot of insight for us and a lot of support for us on the Mexican side. It's not uncommon for us, myself and Adam, to go across to Reynosa, Matamoros, Valero, those kind of things to make our business work with industry professionals there, because we like to maintain the relationships as much as possible. So I mentioned the Real South Texas region. If you look at the map there, I know some of the folks that I've spoken to before. I'll share this with you. Some of the conferences I went to, I explained where I was from. Just like we gave announcements right now, one conference we went to, everybody gave announcements, and of course I stand up. I am Rick Carrera from the Real South Texas region. And frankly, some of those people probably know where Zimbabwe is more than they know where Real South Texas is, to be brutally honest with you, because they hadn't heard of the region. So that in itself was a win, because that's our main, our goal at your COSTA is to provide awareness of the region as much as possible, and if at all possible. So that in itself is the Real South Texas region, where it sits geographically, and that map has come in handy and has paid off dividends. because obviously we're not Zimbabwe, and we're here in the United States, and we're here in the deep South Texas region. And I know some of the local videos, and perhaps even some of the site selectors have heard this. When I mention I'm from South Texas, they say, well, you're from San Antonio. And little do they know that there's 4 hours of road time between San Antonio and where we're at right now, or 3.5, depending on how fast you drive. And that's an eye-opener for a lot of people. A lot of people just haven't really heard of the region a whole lot. So this map has come in quite handy. If you look on the map there, you see all of the cities in the map, and of course, across the border, the border towns that are across in the 10 municipios, as we call them, the 10 municipalities are in the border. Here's our regional population. I know we got, last night, we got in some discussions talking about population of various cities and communities in the area. I won't go over all those, obviously, but the populations of the various cities there, if you look on the Mexican side, especially in Reynosa there, that's 704,000 people. Matamoros is 541,000 people. And those are eye-openers for anybody who's not familiar with any of those cities. Here, McAllen's 144,000. Farr's 82,000. These numbers are probably antiquated. They've not been updated for the mid-decade census yet. I don't think that information is ready yet. But if whatever number's there, if you probably want to add maybe 5% to that, that's probably a true accurate number as to what the population is currently. That's why we haven't totaled off, and the seven counties is 1.7 mil. And if you look at the entire region, it's 3.6 million people. So nothing to sneeze at. We have our fair share of folks here, our fair share of population. And as most of y'all are aware, what goes with population is infrastructure, and all the things that are needed to maintain a population of that size, which we're doing a very good job of right now. We have some regional connectivity that we like to brag about. Other than that four-way stop that we had to go through this morning because the traffic lights were down, for the most part, traffic flows very well here. If you look at the connectivity there, it's 100 miles from Rio Grande City to Brownsville. It's an hour and 45 minutes. Laredo, Rio Grande City, 2 hours. Laredo to Brownsville is 3 hours and 20 minutes. I can get to Brownsville in about an hour. I can get to Space Export in about an hour and 10. So the connectivity is there. I know I've had some of the smaller communities here mentioned that I go too far away from some of the major growth to be a part of anything. And what I explain to them is that, years ago, as a manufacturing engineer living in Austin, our supply chain, local supply chain, was within 45 minutes. It was just in time operation. Nobody looked at 45 minutes as being long or extreme or any of those kind of things. So the connectivity is there. We're situated in a good spot in terms of being able to get to and from very easily here. Of course, the international bridges. I mentioned we use a financial approach here. We rely on Mexico for our locational and logistical advantages. We have 20 international bridges and 12 trade bridges. I know it was announced yesterday at the Cancel Lewis Bridge, which is situated about 20 miles from here, if not far, that they're going to increase their truck traffic. That was a major announcement yesterday. I know that long bridge wait times have been a discussion, and one thing, a ripple effect of that has been that a lot of the trade bridges now are opening their themselves up for truck traffic across the border. So it used to be it was just only the major bridges that had the truck traffic or allowed commercial traffic. As we move forward, there's going to be more bridges that allow for that. I won't go into detail of all the bridges there, but just know that our connectivity is pretty secure there in terms of the national bridge traffic. Our highway connectivity, that map, as you'll see there, somebody mentioned I think it was Jamie, she mentioned the Puente Guadalupe last night, which goes through Las Cárdenas. If you want to look up that bridge as a side note, that's one of the tallest bridges in the world. I think it's 1,000 feet from that point all the way down. Basically what they did with that bridge, they saved all that time. They basically drew a straight line through a map in Mexico, and they drilled through every mountain to build tunnels and build this really huge bridge, and it's decreased travel time from the Las Cárdenas port and the Manzanilla port tremendously. And those two ports actually feed into Monterrey, which eventually goes into a highway that goes through our area. As you see there, our area will feed into interstate highway system that travels north as the arrows there would dictate. Again, a little more highway connectivity. If you need a map, you're lost in Mexico, can't find one, just go to our website.
at least you'll be able to find your way on those, find that map on our website there. But if you look at the travel times there, McAllen, San Antonio, 3 hours 25. Laredo to Dallas is 6 hours, 6.5 hours. So the travel times, at least in terms of truck or moving cargo on the road, are reasonable. And we've not had too many issues with them other than the traffic time, bridge wait times, which again, they're constantly working to improve. So air connectivity, I know some of y'all flew, I think everybody flew in McAllen yesterday. We have several airports here. We now have a straight shot to Austin, which I know some of you guys were on the feeder flight back to that yesterday. But the connectivity is constantly improving. We have had meetings with all the airports, and every one of them is working to include more airlines and more cargo traffic. If you look at the departures there, the Austin, Cancun, Chicago, Dallas, Fort Worth, Los Angeles, what we don't include there are some of the temporary flights that happen throughout the year. I mentioned some folks yesterday that Nashville, there is a straight flight to Nashville out of McAllen during certain parts of the year. That's more of a quality of life kind of thing. You know, there's especially a straight shot to Las Vegas. I know a lot of friends of mine take that flight several times throughout the year. If you look at the Mexico departures, now we do have a straight shot into Mexico City from McAllen. And also to all the locations that are listed there, Monterrey, Ciudad Victoria, and of course, Kylie was telling me she's got offices in San Luis Potosí, so the connectivity there is existent, and it's reliable. Some sea connectivity. I know we, as a region, I often mention the Port of Brownsville. The Port of Brownsville is about an hour away from us here. Deepwater port, it's now dredged for 45-foot drafts. Eventually it'll be deepened to 55, almost 60-foot drafts to allow for bigger cargo. It is underdeveloped, but they have a lot of space available for development there within their new industrial park and the surrounding area. And of course, we have the Port of Harlingen. Most people, even people here locally, are not aware that Harlingen does have a port. It is a shallow water port. It's for barge traffic, mostly for fuels, that kind of thing, but they do have space as well for expansion and industrial development there. Really good folks, nice people to work with. And of course, the Port of Matamoros, that project is in development still until Matamoros comes up. The Port of Brownsville enjoys good connectivity to Matamoros through highway and rail. So the connectivity is there. And I know the conferences I've been to, some of your counterparts in the site-selling community have heard of the Port of Brownsville without me mentioning the port in itself. Some railroad connectivity, I've had discussions with some of the railroads, and those are the major railroads we have in the area. Of course, we have on the Mexican side as well. As I mentioned, we have the rail connectivity through Laredo and Brownsville. BNSF, CPKC, good people that the meetings I've had with them, at least over the phone, have been productive. I think they'd like to see more rail connectivity, or kind of we'd like to see more rail connectivity. And that's just something that we will continue to work on moving forward. And of course, the industrial parks. And if you go to our website, we have all the industrial parks listed. That's just the sheer number of industrial parks that we have in the area. I know we've added maybe one or two more, depending on the city, to all those that are listed there. But as a region, you look at 118 industrial parks that are existing in the area, and a lot of them still do have available space. In North Tamaulipas, there's 34, in Rio South, Texas, here in our area alone, there's 84. And I know some of the local EDOs will talk about some of the industrial space they have coming up that are currently available now. So some of our strategic sectors, you know, you look at automotive, the electronics, the aerospace, and the medical. That information is based on data that currently exists, which is not to say that we'll limit ourselves to those sectors, but that is what those are strong suits currently. Moving forward, I think we can grow on this because a lot of the talent base that's used for a lot of these sectors can be used in a lot of other sectors as well, especially the tech sector. If you look at automotive, there's 200 companies, manufacturing and commerce, and of course, those are all the parts there. So a lot of friends of mine, when I mentioned friends of mine who aren't really versed in economic development or local industry, when I mentioned that we have a large automotive base here in the area, they're kind of like, man, you know, they're kind of scratching their heads like, really? I mean, I didn't know we built cars here. It's like, well, We're not building cars here, but every car that gets built has to have parts for it. So when cars run down the assembly line, they don't build every single part for that car on that assembly line. It's built outside of that factory. So we have a lot of the supplier base here. Those are just a list of the companies that are active in the area. I know some of the folks here, and again, I'll leave it to the local EDOs. They may just, reveal who they're working with, may not, and that's okay, but I know a lot of them work with automotive sector quite a bit in terms of recruitment. If you look, and those parts that are listed there, I'm a car guy, so I'm not gonna go into, I'm not gonna take a deep dive on this stuff and bore y'all to death with that kind of thing, but all this stuff is, the vehicle doesn't work without any of any of those materials listed there. It just doesn't happen. So if you look at the electronic sector, you look at the energy, your ballast, car radios, your batteries, televisions. Those are some of the companies we have in existence here. I know LG's been here in existence for quite some time. I've known some people that retire from there. Good place to work. Actually, a lot of these places that are listed here, I've known people that have worked there at one time or another, and they all speak very positively of each one of them. But this is just a small sample of some of the companies that we have here. As I mentioned there on the slide, it's the main companies we have here. It doesn't necessarily reveal all of them. Of course, your aerospace, and everybody asks, we're not building rockets here. Actually, we are building rockets here, but that's a SpaceX thing. But we do have airline turbine manufacturers and refurb operations here, connectors, the Valeros, the signal transmitters, our telecommunications products, all the stuff that some people consider mundane or not, these are great job creators. These are really strong industries in the area. They provide good opportunities for our population. This is what we're trying to leverage and grow off of. And of course, medical is very popular. Again, might be mundane to some people, but everybody, if you need a wheelchair, you've got to have this stuff. If you need durable medical equipment of some kind, you've got to have this stuff. So all this stuff, all of these companies that exist down here, we have 13, again, our talent base here lends itself to these kinds of industries, and we're trying to leverage that, and we can leverage that to grow these industries in addition to some others, like I mentioned. So you don't recruit without a good educational background, a good educational foundation. We have all those institutions of higher education. We don't have listed there. I don't know if there's any Aggies the audience here. We don't have Texas A&M. Their McAllen campus is not listed there, but Texas A&M does have a campus here in McAllen. And of course, University of Texas Rio Grande Valley is probably our strongest partner in terms of economic development, in terms of higher ed, as well as South Texas College. Adam and myself have had numerous discussions and numerous meetings with some of the community colleges and the workforce development type of programs that are available at some of the two-year institutions here. If for no other reason, as you all might be aware, we can get people with a certification of some kind and get them ready for a workforce if needed. So if anybody here is recruited to a big company and they need a certain amount of workforce, we have the channels open to get that workforce developed, get them certified, and get them ready within a short amount of time. So it's not all four-year degree programs that we work here. It's a lot of two-year programs, a lot of certification programs. And I mentioned that because obviously everybody's having a hard time finding talent right now. And I think we've got a leg up on that just because of the relationships and the program that we have established with the strong programs that can get people certified and trained in a short amount of time. Of course, nobody wants to get sick. Nobody wants to get injured, but it does happen from time to time. Good healthcare is a very, very strong part of quality of life. Those are our healthcare institutions here in the area. Those are growing. I mentioned University of Texas Rio Grande Valley. They now have a medical school that is growing by leaps and bounds daily, and they are doing a really good job of turning out cohorts of well-trained professionals, whether it be nursing, occupational therapy, and eventually they'll turn out full-fledged doctors as well. And that's what I have for you. That is the gist of our region. I know it's pretty quick, but I wanted to get to this just to allow as much time as I can for local EDOs to present themselves and put their best foot forward.